AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
News, I'm Andy Field. An American soldier who ran across the border from South Korea into the North 2 months ago is back in U.S. custody. State Department spokesperson Matt Miller says Sweden and China helped with Travis King's transfer.
They did not play a role as a mediator, but their role in providing transit or in facilitating transit is one we very much appreciate. We have always thought that China could play a useful role in any number of issues as it relates to North Korea.
Officials say King is headed for Fort Sam Houston to go through the military's reintegration process. Seven Republicans seeking the presidential nomination will be on the debate stage tonight in California. Former President Trump will not be among them. He will counter program in Michigan, addressing non-union workers at an auto parts plant. At the Louisiana State Capitol, family of Ronald Green, including his mother, Mona Hardin, calling for federal civil rights charges over the black man's death. This is ABC News. Lloyd Austin is the first U.S. Defense Secretary to visit the African nation of Angola. Two popular automakers are facing even more problems.
3.3 million Hyundais and Kias are being recalled over concerns they could burst into flames. The companies say leaking brake fluid could cause an electrical short, which could spark a fire even if the vehicle is parked. The recall encompasses 25 separate models in total, including Hyundai Elantras and Santa Fes, as well as Kia Sportages and Optimas. The companies say dealers will fix the issue free of charge. In the meantime, owners are being advised to park their cars outside and away from structures. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Grammy Award-winning producer Quincy Jones will receive the inaugural State Department Peace Through Music Award. That award is part of a new diplomacy push. Bruce Springsteen postponing all 2023 tour dates as he recovers from an ulcer disease. Andy Field, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Labor leaders in Wisconsin say recent National Labor Relations Board changes will make it easier for residents to unionize, particularly in the service industry. According to a WPR report, companies caught using unfair labor practices under the new NLRB framework will be forced to negotiate with a union, and if a majority of workers express interest in joining a union, the employer is immediately required to bargain with the union or seek an election. The Polk County Sheriff's Office announced a man was killed in a motorcycle crash earlier this month. Law enforcement authorities say 68-year-old Gregory Schnell of rural Clayton, Wisconsin, was involved in a crash on County Road D near the intersection of 30th Street and rural Clayton. He reportedly went off at a curve at the intersection. Authorities responded to the crash and Schnell was airlifted to Regents Hospital, where he died about 2 weeks later. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against the JV team.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't gonna call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
And my top of tea.
The Maggie Dawn Show. I eat boys for breakfast. Sure do. You are listening to the always fabulous Civic Media Radio Network. Go get that app. You can listen to the Packers. You can listen to the Brewers. Central Division. We're the champs, man. I was at the game last night. It was fabulous. It was so great. And guess who else was there? Matt Salmon, my special guest on October 2nd. The hour will be dedicated to all things Brewers. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to talk about the stadium. We might even have a couple of special guests popping into the show. I'm working on it, Anya. I'm working on it. But boy, it was a really special event yesterday to be there. This hasn't happened in a long time. We actually won our division. This is amazing. And it really, if you have never been to that kind of a baseball game, it's worth about four times the price of admission. Folks, we're so excited. It's great to see Milwaukee coming together. That, I mean, maybe the question for the day is going to be, what's your favorite thing about Milwaukee? I don't think the city gets near enough love. I have so many favorite things about Milwaukee. If you want to call me up and tell me what your favorite thing about my hometown is, 844-967-2789. But for my entire life, one of the things that always set Milwaukee apart, in my estimation, was the fandom of the folks here in Wisconsin's biggest city. We're great sports fans. There's a reason comedians will do and film their HBO specials here. It's because we're a great audience. We like to laugh. We like to have a good time. And I really think that good time vibe, that easy to laugh vibe, is a hallmark of Milwaukee. You know, folks,